It's time to bring into the studio Lord Andrew Webber and Dame Graham Norton. And here they are. Wow, look.
Ooh. Both together.
Yeah. Oh, oh, and you get your own chairs.
Oh, God. Sorry to kick you out of your chair.
Oh, that's all right.
That's all right.
I always stand here for guests.
Good morning, Dame.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm very
Is that going to put you off if I do? Because you look straight at yourself
yes,
on that
I
little
did.
Camera.
I was like, hello.
And good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
This must be so exciting for you to come to Radio 1 and be on the show.
It is absolutely polaxing.
Well, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
You don't need to come in.
Well, I don't know. I was up earlier talking to Latvia.
Were
Latvia
you?
Are back.
How are they?
This fantastic news. Latvia are back in the contest.
Are they really?
Yeah, they resigned because they didn't have enough money.
Oh.
And now they're back.
Oh, hooray for the bumper cabbage crop.
I'm so pleased, Latvia, because it just wasn't the same.
It wasn't. They like us as well. They vote for us.
They do. They like us very much.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're pleased about this.
So you're going to go to the Eurovision?
Yes, I hope so.
Yeah. And Graham, obviously, you'll be there.
Well, now, why do I have to be there?
Because you're the host, aren't you?
Couldn't I watch it at home?
No, you have to do...
Because all you do is all you do is, you're like everyone else. You're just watching it, except the things I say happen to be out loud and on telly.
And also, if you're going to fill the boots of Terry Wogan, you presumably sit there with a nice bottle of red wine and just gradually get more and more relaxed as the show goes on.
No. New regime.
Is that not the way it works?
It's white wine.
White wine,
now on.
Now, how many bottles do you reckon you... When you watch at home, Graham, how many bottles of wine do you go through?
Well, see, I don't watch it alone, so it's hard to gauge how much I've had.
Right.
So I will be watching it alone now. So I don't know. So I'll have to stock up. It'd be awful to run out and get very... You know, maybe that's what happened to Terry last year when he got very annoyed during the process. maybe he just ran... His wine box went empty.
It's also very expensive in Moscow.
Oh,
it's the most expensive place you've ever been to, yeah.
Yeah,
You're loaded! You can buy Russia!
Don't think so, somehow.
You know how expensive it is if Angela and Rever saying it's expensive.
Yeah, exactly. bring it with you.
Well, no, you'll be there.
I'll be there, yeah.
Yeah. You'll be writing the song on the plane.
But you could bring your wine boxes as excess baggage.
Very good thought.
Yeah. You'll be like this 10 minutes before. I'm not sure about that middle eight, you know. I think...
Yeah, it isn't very good, I have to tell you. We've got trouble with that.
Is that middle eight straight into a key change a bit obvious? Let's just change it now.
Actually, middle eight to a key change doesn't have to be.
Really?
No, not. You can disguise it.
Oh, okay.
Go laterally one way. Go one way and then confuse them.
He's so good.
That's why he's a lord.
He's so good.
Now, what about that song? What happened to the song?
Well, this is what we were going to say, because we thought that we might be spearheading your campaign into Europe. And then it didn't make
But
the
you
show.
Were going to come back to me, because you were going to get all the lyrics into one chorus, if you remember.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was our thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
So hang on, so you screwed this face up. Yeah. Do you know about this, Graham?
I do.
Right, okay.
Folkface came to see me. Mm. I told them, great song, but we need to get all the countries in, not just a few.
Right.
Because we'd annoy the other countries.
Well, now that you say it, that is right.
So this is your fault?
Well, we haven't still come up with our final version.
Well, let me tell you, it's a bit late.
We're 2.5 weeks to our winner, and you still haven't given me the song.
No, you're right. Well, we've been busy, what with Christmas and everything.
Yeah, you've really let yourselves down. Yeah.
Do you have a favourite, Graham, out of the finalists?
Out of the five? Yes, yeah. I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to say who or
no?
Oh, okay.
No, because I have to see them. I have to look at them in the face tomorrow. So be kind of like, oh, he hates us.
Do you have a favourite, Mr. Lord?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
No, I'm not going to say.
Have you two spoken? Is it the same favourite?
No, we don't collude.
No, no, no,
not at all.
No,
we don't speak.
No,
off. No, no.
Yeah, you don't talk.
This is perfect. Did you not see us out there?
Separate rooms. Andrew's like this. Keep him away from me. I find him peculiar, and he always thinks of wine.
Less
and
wine.
Not very good wine. You can smell it's very cheap. It's supermarket wine.
I can tell you it's not.
Do you drink?
I love wine. I've been off it, though, for about 3 weeks.
Have you?
Very unusual.
I'm on day five off the booze for me.
Are you brilliant?
Amazing.
Day 18.
But why no booze? So I've cut down. I'm having 2 glasses of wine a night now.
Not a chance.
Instead of 2 bottles.
And then what about on Saturday when you're working?
I have a wine as I'm doing the show, a glass of wine when I'm doing the show, and then I have a glass of wine after I finish the show.
That glass of wine you have during the show, though,
Yeah.
Does it? Do you always find it's always topped up when you're not looking?
No, annoyingly, no.
Right.
Sometimes I nearly finish it.
One of the problems of the BBC.
Yeah.
They just don't do this sort of thing.
I'm like, we better read out those results soon, because that's why it's nearly finished.
That's right. This is why the BBC's in, you know, everyone's having a go at the BBC. There's just not enough wine for Graham to keep him going.
The BBC wine lake is what they try.
It's terrible. Well, I watched the show last week, and the thing is...
Chris hated it.
No, I didn't hate it.
He described it as awful.
No, I didn't.
Hate is a strong word. He just disliked it.
That was Wogan you were listening to.
No, it was really funny, because Rachel then was trying to cut it, because you were like, oh, awful programme. And I'm thinking, I wonder if he knows we're coming in on Friday. And then Rachel's going, I thought it was interesting. I thought it was a good programme.
I tell you, here are my reservations. I will tell the Lord, Mr. Lord, here are my reservations, is the fact that I think, as you are Mr. Musicals.
Yeah, go on.
And you wrote every musical in the world.
Not quite.
The good ones. There were no. You wrote the first ever musical, and everybody else copied you. That's right.
You invented them.
Yeah, that's what I know. Is the musical style of singing is different, I think, to the kind of pop star style of singing, and I think that some of these acts are a little bit too musical rather than pop star.
Yeah, they don't come from that background, though.
I know, but you get your musical hands on them.
But you see,
and you get them to project.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Oh.
But I let them really do their own thing.
And okay.
All I do is I say, look, think about words.
Right.
But you've got to think. I mean, who right now is probably the biggest star who came from a reality show? Leona Lewis. Okay? Do you agree there?
Yeah.
Where does she come from? Stage school.
Well, yeah. Well, I'll give you that.
Yeah. Yeah, Chris. Yeah.
Shut up, you.
Do you know something? Most of those stars who have come through from reality TV have been to those schools.
Right. Well...
Well, anyway, next question.
Yes, question number two.
Latvia, what do you think?
Andrew's really clever.
Isn't he?
Yeah, Andrew's good.
Andrew, can I ask you, because we've never met before, so I only know of you from being on the TV, and you seem to have a very good sense of humour. You must have to work with Graham constantly. I'm not going to ask you, I'm going to ask Graham.
Uh-oh.
Because I don't want to embarrass Mr. Webber. Do you know how much money Andrew is worth?
Well, now, I've read in the papers.
Or was.
Yeah. But what's great about...
You have it all in Northern
Rock.
Now I've
got a new song. I'm following up Boom Bang Bang with Bust Bang Bang.
But the great thing about... I think what's lovely about Andrew is normally, if you meet a very, very rich person, there's something a bit odd about them because, really, they made their money by some third world country being ripped apart or people dying down a mine.
Mm. God, who do you go drinking with?
But Andrew made his money by people clapping and singing along.
Right.
Which, I mean, the only bad thing is someone who might have twisted an ankle. That's the only...
Nice things.
Yeah, he made his money through happiness.
Mm. Yes.
Not torture.
And I think that it really is reflected in everything that Andrew does. Very generous man.
Do you feel poor around him, Graham?
Honestly, I've been in Andrew's. I go back to my house. I'm like, how can I live in this hovel? Really? They should come and take my dogs away. This is unfair to them. They shouldn't be living like this.
Graham's wandering around his east wing going, this is tiny. Mm. Look at this. Look at this shambles of a place.
Yeah. Some of these paintings aren't museum quality.
You own... 7 theatres in London, is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't own one.
I'm sad. But mind you, if you'd like to buy one, we can
rent
it. Yeah.
Okay.
The thing about theatres is
I'll buy one.
They're a bit of a charity, really. Because you don't... They're old buildings, and they need a lot of help. And so, in a way, it's fun to own them, but
sure.
That's what it is.
Yeah. What's the smallest one, then? What can I buy?
The smallest one in London.
Yeah, that you have.
I don't have one that's small enough, I don't think.
There's a small one called The Playhouse, only 700 seats.
Yes, which has got Lacazio Falls, starring a very, very well-known actor.
I'll buy it.
Called Graham Norton.
I'll buy it. Is that where you are?
Yeah.
Now you got in there. So I see.
And seriously, a wonderful show. One of the great musicals.
Well, I've got bad news for you, Graham, because I'm about to buy that theatre. I'm going to turn it into one of those mucky movie cinemas, because there aren't enough of those anymore.
But do you know what The Playhouse was? A BBC theatre for a long time. For years and years, it was BBC... I forget what it was, but a lot of shows came from there. It was a radio place.
I'd forgotten that, but yeah, we did Anniversary just a minute there. Radio 4 show.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go.
No, listen.
Just explaining to your listeners.
You should buy and turn it into a car park.
Do you think?
Well, it's next door to the station.
Or a boutique hotel.
listen, if you could put one car park space in there, I'd be happy. Make my life a lot easier.
So you start Monday?
Yeah, Monday. I'm singing and dancing in a wig and heels for Monday for 3 months.
As well, he does.
Yeah, I was about to say. You know, it's like you've been in a Big Brother house, having cameras in your home.
Yeah, it's just my home life.
So tell me, how did this all come about? Where did this all come from?
Well, kind of from doing the shows with Andrew, because through Andrew I met this man called David Grinrod, who does all the casting for, a lot of casting for Andrew's shows, and he asked me if I wanted to be in a musical, and I said no, that was a bad idea. But then this one came along, and I saw this one about 20-odd years ago, when I was 20. I saw it, and I thought, well, when I'm old enough to play that part, I'd love to do that. So that's how it came about.
So who do you play?
I play Albin. Thanks
oh,
for
right,
asking.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, Albin, who is a
is he,
drag queen.
Is he deaf? What's the
he's
voice?
French. He's French.
What, that's a French accent? No.
Albin. That's a French name.
Hello. Albin. No.
It was the first musical that took gay life seriously, basically, wasn't it? It was a huge, huge hit in New York.
Yeah, no, it really was. And this is a great production. I mean, whether or not I destroy it, I may kill the lovely thing. But it is a great production. It's really good.
Now, is this the Birdcage? Is it that?
Yeah, it's that.
But is it...
See, Chris does know about musicals. Yeah,
well, really. No, I've seen the movie. I've seen the Robin Williams movie, but I've seen that.
Yeah.
And is that similar to the...
It's the same story, but with some songs in it.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't finish at the end with Gene Hackman singing We Are Family?
No,
right.
No. It's I'm the Nathan Lane person in that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
He got it to you.
Albin.
What is that?
It's his name.
Yeah, but that's not, does it sound French?
No, it isn't French. That's just his name.
Okay.
Albin.
Give me a line from it. I want to hear you.
What line? Sybil's a pig.
Right.
Yeah, that's a line for it.
Let's hear it. Let's hear you do. I want you to hear. Well, I want to hear the voice.
Well, on the night, I think you'll hear something very similar to Sybil's a pig. It'll be me.
Right.
I'm talking.
Right.
I'm
so you do
dumb.
It in your voice. It's in your voice.
I use my own voice.
Right.
That's how hardworking I am.
That's a mistake, though, isn't it?
I don't think so.
Does he not need to? So where is this? Where is this set?
Well, now there is some confusion.
Right.
It says in Saint-Tropez, but there's two people who speak with a French accent, and then the rest of us don't. But then every now and again we do speak some French.
So this
it's a musical.
Sure.
We sing.
Yeah, but
it's
look,
it's not
somewhere between Saint-Tropez and County Cork.
Yeah, it's not a documentary. It's not a documentary. People sing and dance and dress up. Mm. It's, you know, you can do what you like.
Can I ask you a question, mm-hmm. Lord? You haven't invested any money in this, have you?
No.
So, well, thank God for that. Seriously,
it's
well,
probably safer than most things, though.
Well, I don't know. Who else is in it? Who else? Anybody else that we've heard of, or are you the big star?
Who else is in it? Opposite me is a man called Stephen Pacey.
He's brilliant.
I know, he really can sing like a bird.
Yeah.
Tracy Bennett is in it.
Right.
She used to be in Corrie.
Right.
And she was in... what else has Tracy Bennett done? She's done loads of things.
I don't know.
Never heard of her.
Paula Wilcox is in it.
Which one of the French ones? Who can do the French accent?
Tracy Bennett's doing a French accent.
Thank God for that.
Yeah, she's doing a French accent.
But you're not meant to do a French accent, are you?
No, because of course, in the original, that character comes from Cork.
Yeah, well, you come from New York or something, don't you, innit?
New Cork.
No, we do all live in Saint-Tropez.
Oh, you do? Yeah, you live in Saint-Tropez, but you're not... you're not French.
All right, look, can I just say...
Do you do a New York accent?
We haven't really...
And nobody speaks in French in Saint-Tropez anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
But nobody speaks in Irish either.
But nobody starts singing in the middle of doing the washing up either.
Oh, some people do.
Yeah, yes, that's true.
Yeah. That's a bad example.
I do. You should see, but just as I'm trying to get the mince meat off the pan...
Yeah.
Midnight! I can't help myself.
Mince meat!
Ka-ching, that's money for Andrew. Well done.
Oh, yeah. Write that down.
Actually, it's got to be 3 seconds, I don't think.
Well, I tell you what, we're meant to be talking about... We'll have to talk about the TV show after the news now, because I'm fascinated by this kind of French, New York, Irish...
No, don't talk about Eurovision. We're here to talk about Eurovision.
...comedy musical that you seem to be doing. Hello there! Jesus, it's hot in Saint-Tropez, isn't it?
Have you snuck into rehearsals?
But like Father Ted the musical.
It is a little like that when I do it.
Ted, come on downstairs, will you? The club's bouncing. That's how Irish people talk.
Is it?
Yeah.
They don't in my part of Ireland.
How they talk in your part of Ireland, how you tell them to talk. We'll talk however you want there, Mr. Weber. Sir, Mr. Weber. Right, we've got a break for the news. But I'm loving this. This is great fun.
It's very hot in here, isn't it?
Mm, I thought that.
So take off all your clothes.
I think the air conditioning's broken.
John Barrowman's not here, is he?
No, he's not. Thank God for that. Don't worry, you're safe. You're safe, Mr. Lord. You're fine. So let me do this now. From Monday, for 3 months, contracted brackets, Graham is performing in his debut West End musical.
Yeah.
So tickets are still available.
I imagine they are.
But not for long.
What theatre is it again, sorry?
The Playhouse Theatre.
The Playhouse Theatre. So, listen, if you fancy a trip to London, it's a wonderful place. Come now before the credit crunch kicks in and they start charging at the door of London to get in. If you want to come, why not come down for a few days, bring the other half, treat yourself to a great musical, and then the night before you go home, pop and see Graham.
Yeah. Two shows on your trip.
Go to the Playhouse and see La Cage aux Folies. Or as Graham would pronounce it, La Cage aux Folies.
Actually, the man who taught me how to sing the songs in Ireland, he really did quite... throughout, he would call it the Cage aux Folies. He really did. I was thinking, I'm singing La Cage aux Folies.
La Cage aux Folies.
Aux Folies. Mm. Cage aux Folies.
Have you seen any rehearsals yet, Andrew?
No, but no. I know he's actually performed it.
Yeah.
He's been on stage because there was an illness, and in stepped our man.
Oh, really? So you've already
understudy.
It was so showbiz. It was very kind of let's tear down the curtains and make a dress. And everyone was ill. So Graham, can you? And I did wander on, and I did it once, and it was all right. And now I'm sort of thinking that was probably the best performance I'll ever.
No, you'll get better.
I hope so.
It's like driving a car.
I've been driving for about 5 years now. Right. Trust me, I have not got better.
You'll be 6 weeks in. Andrew will go and see it again, and he'll talk to you afterwards, and you'll go, I'm getting worse. And he'll say, no, you're getting better. You're learning more, so you're now seeing where you can get better.
That's quite wise. Ooh,
yes. Yeah. You couldn't do our show, could you?
Do you want to come sit in the sofa?
Yeah, why not?
Well, there you go.
I'll be on. Yeah. I don't know if you really want me there, but I'll go and do it.
You see, you've got your mate Nigel Wright there.
Yeah, Nigel there, the MD, the musical director. He does that. Big old Nigel.
Did you record with him ever?
No. When I did another show.
Another show, yes.
And he was the musical director on that, so we had to put all the tracks together.
Yeah, but you never made an album with him, or anything?
No. I've never made an album.
Why not?
Because I'm saving that for my parody deal later on in the year. But I've yet to discuss how to set the meeting.
Your parody deal?
Yeah, song parodies.
Vanessa parody?
No.
Graham. That's quite a deal.
I think Vanessa parody and John Moyle.
Johnny Depp. You can host the breakfast show for 3 months.
John Moyle's and United is my cousin.
I'll go out with Vanessa parody.
No worries there, Archie. Now, listen, let's break for the news and then we'll be back. So, everybody go and get tickets to see Graham in his performance.
Oh, bless you.
Get us with our friends at theplayhouse.com.
Travelo City.
There you go. Right, so we'll do the news. Oh, if you want to phone in with a question, by the way, for the boys, feel free. And if it's good enough,
digital FM online. This is Radio 1.
And vetted by Graham, then we might put it on. 03700 100 100 if you want to ask a question. You'll be all right with taking questions, won't you, Graham? Yeah. Lord?
Yeah. Lord.
Like that.
Question for the Lord.
Question for the Lord.
Lord sounds better in a deep voice.
Lord.
Maybe not yours. 03700 100 100. Let's get the news with Dominic and Sport Carry 8:35.
It's now 8:38.
Thank you very much, Dominic.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you.
The Lord and the Dame are here, live in the studio.
Dominic, do you have a question for the Lord?
I would like to say hello, Andrew Lord Lloyd Webber.
You could say it. That's more than I can.
Thank you.
After 6 o'clock, anyway.
After the Folk Face audition that you were blown away by, I felt, a little bit.
But which was your fault, by the way, because he told you to change the lyrics and come back, and you never went back to him.
But we didn't know he was serious about that. We thought he was just trying to humour us.
No. What I said was that if we're going to win the competition, we can't single out a few countries. We've got to get all of them in.
Yeah, right.
A very simple task to get 41 countries in 10 seconds, roughly.
Mm. I'm not doing anything this weekend, and if Dave's free on Sunday, and if we got together and wrote a song, is it too late to put that in for your TV show?
I would go with yes.
Technically, I would say, judging by the rules, Dominic, yes. But judging by the show, you could have a crack.
Or, I tell you what, if Latvia pull out again, maybe we could have their slot.
Well, exactly.
Or, you could go to Latvia quickly
and represent
and
get
the song in
that.
That's
brilliant.
That.
That's
a great
idea. That would be way easier, wouldn't
because
it?
They won't have got a song yet,
and we'll go and they'll love you.
Represent one of these little countries.
And I don't think Ireland has either, from what I've heard. So that's the way to go.
Because we're silly representing the UK. We could be Lithuanian or Latvian.
That would be fantastic.
Go to Latvia. They'll pay you in your own body weight in cabbage. It'll be fabulous.
Loads of stuff rhymes with Latvia.
Ireland doesn't have a song yet.
I don't think so.
Don't they?
Graham.
No, they don't.
Graham, you're going to be there.
No, I can't. I can't be in.
Why not? Oh, next up. It's me. Run around and do it.
I could have one of those wires from the little.
I'm here.
And I'll do it.
Now you see, on the programme, we have a war room. You see, so we know what's coming and what's going in and out at any given time.
I beg your pardon?
I don't think that Ireland has got a song.
Okay, all right.
There was a rumour they were going to bring Johnny Logan back. Yes, but apparently that's not.
But then they were worried that we didn't have to host it the next year.
Johnny.
The big problem.
That's the thing, though. You do realise, Mr. Lord, that if one of your people goes and wins the whole goddamn thing, they all have to come to us next year.
I know.
You know, and next year's going to be quite a busy time.
I know. It's costing a fortune in Moscow. Yeah. The Irish had to stop it, didn't they?
No, I know.
They had to go, please don't give it to us again. Yes. Well, no, the last time Britain got it was because somebody couldn't host it.
And we kind of,
we'll have it then.
I thought that's when Katrina and the Waves won it, though.
Maybe it was.
Now, hang on, Alan is... The what?
I was a judge because Katrina and the Waves won.
Yeah, Alan was the judge.
Alan was a judge?
Alan was,
sort of.
Oh.
Alan, come in here. Come and explain. By the way, Alan is dressed like a snooker player. He's not off to a tournament. It's just a bad outfit that he's wearing. So don't be confused when you see Ray Reardon.
It was the last... I missed that.
Doesn't matter.
I was the last year before phone votes came in.
Yes.
And I was one of the UK jury.
Oh, right.
See? But we couldn't vote on our own, so I didn't make a win. But the Katrina and the Waves won.
So why did phone votes come in then?
That was the year after.
I know, but why?
Because Alan had ruined it the previous year.
Well, this is what I'm getting to, because the phone votes have been the problem.
Hang on, you said you can't vote for your own.
No.
The UK can't vote for the UK. So when you were here in Birmingham.
I was in TV Centre the year before Birmingham.
Right.
When she won. And then I worked in Birmingham when the Eurovision came here.
But you were on the judging panel for the UK.
Yes.
How many people were on the panel?
About 10 of us. 10 or 12.
And it was down to people like you?
Hello, yes.
No wonder we won it. It's idiots like you. It cost us a fortune. We wouldn't have a credit crunch if you'd have voted for Latvia.
But now the phone vote's only half of it this year. So there is some hope that there won't be all that block voting.
Right, well, there's supposed to be juries in the country.
Yeah.
But how are they going to vote? The thing is, of course, you see, the Eastern Europeans used to take it very, and do take it still very seriously. And as we haven't, they don't really rate Britain at all. It's going to take a couple of years for that to change.
Well, Ireland, I think, maybe that's the reason Ireland haven't even put an entry in, because last year they had a turkey singing. So, I mean, maybe the other countries are going, you're not taking this seriously.
But also, I think Ireland even regretted that joke, because it was funny in Ireland when the people voted, because again, it was a phone vote, and they voted for, a turkey puppet, and they thought, that's hilarious. But then when it actually went...
And the gag had gone.
And, you know, suddenly it's like, it's not so funny when it's in a huge stadium and there's a little cardboard box with a turkey in it.
It was a bad song. That's why it didn't do well. It was a bad song. If that was a better song...
Chris, it was a puppet turkey.
I don't care. If it was a better song, that would have done better.
Well, maybe, but I think it was really hampered by being a turkey
puppet. Were they less? Did they not get through?
They didn't get through.
Did you ever hear that record called In the Mood by the Hen House 5+2?
Yes, I have.
Chickens singing?
I have.
Do you think you should play it?
I don't think we'll have it.
Because we're on this whole question of singing turkeys.
It was a superb
record with White Christmas sung by a chicken on the other side. I'm surprised we haven't dug that one up yet.
It's not on our system,
I don't
think.
It's In the Mood by Glenn Miller, but with
chickens.
Chickens.
Hen House.
So it goes. Who needs to find it?
See, I never thought I'd ever meet anybody who'd have heard it.
There you go.
There you go.
Who'd have thought we'd have bonded over chickens?
Exactly.
That's how Graham and I met.
But it started with turkeys.
Well, that's another story.
Sure. That's another story.
Right. Courtesy of our friends at chickeninthemood.com. We don't have it. What's that?
What do you mean you don't have it?
Oh, we don't have
it.
There's not much call for it on Radio 1, I'm afraid, these days.
Well, there could be.
We have In the Mood by the Greater Manchester Police Band, by the looks of things.
Oh, that's Greg James, isn't it?
Oh yes, that's his Flash, Flash, isn't
it? Yeah.
I never knew it was by the Greater Manchester Police. I
It's not always by them. They recorded and sent it to him.
Ah,
yeah.
Do you work here?
I do listen to Radio 1. Unlike some people in the studio, obviously.
Andrew's like this. This is Radio 1. I was thinking Wogan's looking very well. I was thinking that's lasted that particular one he has. All right, well, look, let's play another record and then this is so much fun, isn't it?
It's lovely.
It's like the whole of Europe in one room.
Dave.
What
country are you then?
Latvia or wherever
or Ireland. You
it doesn't matter.
Whoever the Irish haven't chosen. That's all.
See, I'm a musical mercenary.
You're a musical refugee.
Don't you have Irish something?
My mum's Manx, so it's halfway to Ireland, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. That'll do.
My feeling is we could get that song for Ireland. That's another one, kind of.
I see what Andrew's saying.
What do you own?
What I mean,
Andrew's actually saying that folk face are terrible.
No, so I'm not saying that. I just think it's a terrific song, and I think it should represent either Ireland or Latvia, or indeed anybody.
He's out of the competition. Secretly trying to nobble the opposition.
Yeah. Malta. What about trying Malta?
I'd be up for that. I've been to Malta.
It's supposed to be nice, isn't it? Lovely. Isn't it supposed to be the Mediterranean's hidden gem or something?
St Julian's is the main bit. It's nice.
What, the main pub?
Yeah.
Do they have monkeys there?
I don't know. That's Gibraltar.
Gibraltar. Yeah. Oh,
right. Can I just...
What
can
about
I just,
Gibraltar? They must be in
one second.
I don't think Gibraltar does enter.
Can I just remind everybody we are actually on the air right now? I'm yours. That's every last second there of Jason.
I'm sorry about that.
The Lord and I were having a conversation about mutual friends.
Yes.
Yes,
as one does.
That's right. Nigel, in fact.
You're a bit of a theatrical lovey, secretly, aren't you, with all your knowledge?
No.
Well, that's the end of that, then.
There you go.
No, when you were playing, you knew all the songs from Chess. I did almost have to text you, you do know Andrew didn't write that one.
No, I know. No, but I know him so well, at One Night in Bangkok.
That is Chess.
All right, well, I've never seen it.
No, there's a song called Anthem in Chess as well.
I'm
defending this. It's a great score.
I've never seen it. Like when you're a child and you get bitten by a dog and then you're scared of dogs for the rest of your life, I went to see Saturday Night Fever, the musical.
Yes.
And that put me off.
Yes.
Because I didn't like it.
But that wasn't really a musical, was it?
It had music in it.
Yeah.
Yes, I wouldn't call that a musical, really.
Yeah.
But they were singing
it. It was a film.
But I went to see the theatre.
No, rabid street dog. You need to go meet some nice dogs now.
Well, the first musical I saw in London was Beauty and the Beast.
That's all right.
Which I thought was good.
Yeah.
And then I went to see Saturday Night Fever, the musical, and I didn't enjoy it.
No.
And it was the same time I went to see that play Art.
Mm.
Which you and I are still the only people left in London who have never been in it.
That is true. Everyone was in that show.
Did
you do it?
No, I didn't. Never came through.
Yeah.
And it's not funny. So I kind of got put off the theatre.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. The two things that put you off the entire West End.
Well, yeah.
Is We Will Rock You a musical?
No.
Is it not?
It kind of is. It depends. It's a compilation show, and it's very well done.
I bet you hate it. Don't
I
you?
Don't know.
You do.
It's written by my mate Ben Elton.
But is it a joke?
What?
That musical. I haven't seen it, but is it a joke?
It was run for 5 years, so it's a pretty good joke.
Yeah. They're laughing. All the way to the back.
Well, no, I'm sure.
Do you know they're going to do a sequel?
We Will Rock You Again?
I heard a rumour they're going to do We Will Rock You 2.
No.
We're really going to rock
you. Yeah.
Well, then, tell you what, why don't you beat them to it? You don't catch two dogs.
No, he's got Phantom 2 coming on.
I got my new Phantom coming on, but there is a musical floating around called Dogs.
Mm, now you're talking.
Yeah,
you could be in that, Rach. You could audition. No,
on
you
ice.
Like to sing. I didn't mean like that.
Oh.
No.
Oh. I'm just, you know, when I was little, I always wanted to be the narrator of Joseph.
There you go.
Always. I used to stand in my mum's kitchen singing it.
Here comes Joseph!
You could have met Lee. Lee's gone now, of course. It's sad. He was a great Joseph.
And Mally, my fiancé, he actually played Joseph at school.
He wouldn't do it now.
He's like
a serial killer. It wouldn't go around that well at all.
I bet there's a lot of people listening who've been in that at school. Will Kinder, who's mixing, who's doing all the head of directing, he was in it.
Me?
Were you?
Aled, were you?
What, so you've been in Joseph and Oliver, so to speak.
And Godspell.
And Godspell.
And Godspell. God, he's been around.
Listen, well,
and
well,
on the jury of Eurovision.
Exactly. he'll do anything.
He's seriously. Lived.
While you're here, Mr. Weber, Lord Weber, Sir Weber, Lord, we're thinking about doing the Chris Moyle Show, the musical.
Are you?
Yes.
What's it going to be called? Moyle! Exclamation mark.
No, the Chris Moyle Show, the musical.
Chris. All right. Okay.
And now this is serious.
Yes,
I'm with you. We talked about this.
And you're starring
for 5 years.
8 shows a week.
Well, it depends.
Yeah, plus the radio show in the morning.
Sure. If we make money out of it, we'll do 15 shows a week.
I see. Yeah. Well, that's the old pantomime deal.
Well, no, yeah, but it's not. No, we want to do
15 shows a week.
We think this could be good. On it, seriously.
What do you
now?
Charge?
We don't know. We haven't written it yet. Mm. We know we've got the ticket prices.
Oh, I see. What's the music going to be?
Well, kind of, you know, musical numbers.
Well, yes. By who?
Well, this is where we should talk. Mm.
Yeah, well, we could. I mean, what size theatre are you after?
Well, massive. Like the Playhouse is what, 700 seats?
It's pretty small for you, isn't it?
Well, we want a bigger one than that.
Wembley?
Palladium would do us, wouldn't it?
Palladium's quite big, yes. Unfortunately, Palladium. It's got a show in it.
Yeah, but that's fine. We can wait. It's not ready yet.
Mm. Oh, I see. Well, get on with it.
What about what Theatre Royal? What's that?
That's big, but it's got Oliver in it.
Yeah, well, get rid of that. Bump that out the way for a bit. When we're ready, we'll come and... You know.
Well, will you, but what kind of cast? I mean, because...
Us, the cast of the radio show.
Three of you.
No, there's a big
stage,
team.
Yes,
and
right.
Then
it's expensive, in other words.
Yeah, but we've got 7 million listeners.
Hmm.
Yes.
Tenner a ticket.
Well, it's a shoo-in, then.
You do the maths.
Yeah, exactly. That's like... 70 million.
Should do this.
Wouldn't it be lovely if there was a way you could actually do that? If you just got like 10 quid off every listener.
Well, wouldn't be lovely.
Yeah, we've thought about it.
And then you just stop.
So I had this idea that nobody wanted me to do. Where's to do Big Brother in the theatre.
Big Brother the musical?
Yeah. Well, no, just have people in a theatre on the stage.
And film them.
And you just come in and watch.
That's
24 hours a day.
That's not a... Well, it's sort of a terrible idea.
It's a terrible idea. Absolutely a terrible idea. But somebody will do it. You know, somebody will do it someplace.
Yeah.
But back to my idea.
Oh, yes, your musical.
Now, our musical. Now...
Now, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, right, okay.
Now, if we work together...
Yes.
Do you write the music first and then I do the lyrics, or would you want me to supply you with the lyrics first and you do the music?
Depends. Goes both ways.
Okay.
Yeah. You can sometimes send me a title. I mean, give me a title now.
Morning Glory.
Morning Glory. I think that's been done, no, but never mind.
Well,
yeah.
All right. Well,
Morning
then,
Glory.
Then, you know, get me up in the morning.
Get me up in the morning.
Get me up in the morning. The sunshine is rising from the clouds.
That well, you've done the music, so you can do music and lyrics then.
Well,
that's easy. Says Bunny.
Yeah, you talked yourself out of
it's
it.
Good. I like it. That is a song.
So we just need to do ticket prices then.
I would have thought.
Really?
If you, a few cozzies,
and you're there.
I think so.
If you're not interested, Lord, Pete Waterman will. He'll be on the phone in seconds.
I haven't said no.
Right, okay.
I'm impressed.
And Graham, I'll come and see you in the Playhouse.
Yes.
Doing the Birdie Folly.
Yeah.
And then if you're, you know, like an audition for Hours, you can be in Hours.
I could play Alan.
Yes, you could play Alan.
What's the big second act number then?
The big second act number is called Eggs.
Eggs?
Yep.
Ah,
it's all to do with the morning breakfast time.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Yes. I'll be honest, I'm kind of making this up as I go along. We hadn't got past the Chris Moyle show.
But it's sounding good. I like it.
People are saying that it will be a Moylesical.
That's right, a Moylesical.
Yes. There was a Susical, wasn't there once?
I don't know.
There's a girl called, is it Lisa? She's going to Broadway in 2 weeks. Any suggestions? It's like, is she listening to the wrong show? I'm going to Broadway. I was just wondering, any tips? You think, there must be other places to look for advice than the Chris Moyle show in the morning.
We're a one-stop shop.
Yeah, really.
On everything.
Try one of the theatres. Yeah.
Could you recommend a restaurant?
Yes.
But look, can I keep in touch with you about this?
Well, you're going to, I hope.
I'm serious.
Yes, absolutely.
And what we do is, halfway through the musical, we have a guest.
And how long...
And we interview them, and then we carry on with the musical, so every night it's different.
Oh, so it'd be sort of like the Chris Moyle show.
On stage.
But with songs.
Right. Yeah, you could just play records.
You could just move.
Yeah, but then if we write the songs ourselves... More money.
Ah.
Do you think, Andrew, it would help if we were on skates or ice or something just to give it
or
more
dressed as
drama?
Cats.
Well, you could be on thin ice, I guess.
Yeah.
But, like, do you think, seriously, on, like, road
I couldn't
boots,
be on thin ice.
Oh, yeah. It's a bit like Eurovision, really. Because you see, all the entries in that will be, they'll have pole vaulters and, you know, skating elephants and a few others behind them. That's going to be the interesting thing. I don't want to do that. I just want to have a singer.
Yeah, with your song, and because you're a star in Europe, so people will vote for us.
But the stadium in Moscow could be big enough for you.
Yeah, well,
it's 120,000 people.
Be a bit of a pain for the people who listen to the show in the UK to get to come and see
Visas
us.
Visas are a nightmare.
You could crack the Russian audience.
Listen, I'm telling you, I'm going to take this show to Broadway. And then you'll be sitting there going, I could have had a piece of that.
And then Lisa could go and see it. If you hurry, if you do it in 2 weeks, you've got one ticket sold right there.
Yeah. We'll just pop out and perform it for her and come back again.
Yeah,
perfect. All right, well, look, we've got a couple of... all right, let's take a couple of phone calls. Is that all right? We're running late for Tedious, but I'm enjoying this.
Not Tedious, Golden Hour.
Golden Hour. Oh, God, it is the Golden Hour.
Golden Hour, yeah, it's Friday, yeah.
Oh, do you know what? Don't worry, we'll drop the news at 9:30. Matt, hello.
Hi, Chris, how you doing?
Very good, thanks. What's your question, Matt?
Hi, Andrew. Hi, Graham.
Hello.
Morning.
I just wanted to ask you, all this hard work you're going to do for the show and all like that, do you honestly believe that it's going to make a difference to the votes when it comes down to it?
You know,
because all the other countries seem to club together and vote for their neighbours, don't they, you know?
Well, I've just been out in Russia and Poland and Hungary. In Russia, I even met Putin out there, which was interesting. And the thing that I got back loud and clear is that the Eastern European lot all resent the fact that we haven't taken it seriously.
Right.
Now, that's the issue. I mean, I don't know whether or not the fact that I'm doing it this year will change it very much. I think it's probably going to be too early. But I guess over the years, if the contest starts to sort of be about songs again, and they think it is, you've got to remember that's the thing.
No, but also, Andrew, you're not, you know, you're selling yourself short. Andrew is like a god out there. Der Phantom und der Opera and Kotz. I mean,
that's what they call it in Russia.
Yeah, huge.
Kotz.
And so I do think having Andrew on board makes a big
I think it'll make
difference.
A difference. Yeah. I certainly can equal last year's result. But
that's the thing. Last year, Matt makes a very good point. Last year wasn't a joke. They we tried our best. We sent a great singer out there. You know,
we sent a man who didn't even win a competition.
Yeah, but he's got a great voice, though. He's got he had a lovely voice.
Here's the thing: that Eurovision is seen by more people on one night than any other television show in the world. And so if you get the right artist, and that's why it's important that we do get the right artist through our show, if you get the right artist, you could launch a career. I mean, our show's too much about musicals, but just think of one thing. The biggest entertainment that there's been in show business has been Mamma Mia.
Right.
Where does Mamma Mia come from? The Eurovision Song Contest, when ABBA run with Waterloo.
Yeah, you make a very good point. He's very good, isn't he?
And the fact is that if you think about it, ABBA now are as big as the Beatles in the terms of the popularity of their songs, easily.
Bigger.
They could be. So that came out of Eurovision.
All right.
You should be on Question Time every night, Andrew. You're very good.
I don't have time to take Derry's question, but Derry's question was, will you be looking for a Mary Poppins?
Doesn't fall into my kind of area.
I don't have children.
I know. I don't. I didn't do Mary Poppins, but it's on Broadway. You can go see it there.
There's a recommendation for Broadway.
Now listen, I'm going to work on the Chris Moyle Show, the musical.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
And I'm going to let you know. And absolutely. Graham, you can come and be a guest on it.
Oh, thank you very much.
And everybody has to go and buy tickets to see Graham in his beautiful play, The Birdie Folly Cage, which is starting Monday at the Playhouse in London, and then Saturday night, 6:35 on BBC One. It's Your Country Needs You with the Lord and the Dame. And 5 finalists left.
Yes, and Lulu, who's a rare breed, a Eurovision winner.
Yeah. She looks great, by the way.
She really does, doesn't she?
She looks fantastic. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, incredible.
You know.
And she sings now, I think, better than she ever did.
Yeah.
It
really does.
She's good. And, you know, and they put her next to Arlene Phillips. And Arlene Phillips, have you noticed there's a massive gap between the two? Because Arlene's trying to shuffle out of shot. Because, she, you know, Lulu looks so good. You don't want to sit next to her.
They both had a bit of work to do.
Yeah, but remember one thing.
No.
Arlene is incredible because she has staged. She goes right back to the beginning of pop video. She practically invented the pop video, you know, with Hot Gossip and all of that.
Well, that's
true. So she really does direct those sort of artists. She did all the Elton videos. Amazing woman.
We'll get her in to choreograph the Chris Moyle Show.
She is exactly the person you need.
I love her. She's brilliant.
This is all coming together.
She's one.
Is she a guest next week, Rachel? Is that what you're saying now?
I wouldn't
get her
on. No, I wouldn't go that far.
Not booked yet.
We'll go that far, Graham. She can choreograph. without coming on the show. That's fine. We don't need to get her on.
We've got David Sneddon next week.
Yeah. Well, listen, good luck with the show. Good luck with Eurovision. Graham, good luck with the West End debut.
Thank you very much.
It's going to be very exciting.
It is. I'm very scared.
Are you going to come?
Well, I'm very excited, certainly. Yeah, I mean, well, I'll pop down.
It is a musical.
It's behind you. It's not like that, is it? No. Oh, no, it's not. That'll be fine. And you sing.
I do.
Oh, I'm there.
And are you doing our show, though? That's the question.
Your show?
Yeah.
Well, obviously not this Saturday. I've been bumped off already.
Saturday next.
Saturday next.
Yeah.
I'll check.
No, Czech is a country.
I will.
It is hard to do without drink. That's all I'm saying. You might fall off the wagon if you do it.
In that case, I can answer that now. It's a no.
Oh, really? That serious?
Yeah. I'm not drinking. I'm not drinking for 5 weeks.
Well,
nor
am I. It's fine. It's a deal.
Yeah, but I have to drink. It keeps me going.
A question once Chris Evans asked me when I did his show, and he said, what's the most expensive bottle of wine you've ever drunk? And I said, it was a Chateau Cheval Blanc 1947. He said, what does it taste like? I said, well, you should know, because you drank it with me.
Well,
I'd forgotten.
Well, it must have been a great bottle of wine if you've forgotten. All right, well, listen, Graham, thank you for coming in. Andrew, thank you for coming in. Have a lovely weekend and a great show tomorrow night. There's Graham waving goodbye. Andrew and Graham, ladies and gentlemen.